Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What's up, Internet? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast, the podcast where we shoot the shit and we talk about all kinds of shit. We talk about paranormal stories, true crime, and some amusing-ass topics that I find on the Internet. Yep, hosted by a comedian who stepped on the scale the other day and almost threw it out the window. I'm a fat bitch. Okay, I may or may have not gained 1,000,000 pounds recently. The struggle before the pandemic was enough, but I decided to quarantine myself for my safety as well as the safety of others. Okay? And when I leave my home, you'll never guess what I do. I wear a mask. Yeah, I know, it's crazy, right? I wear a mask, considering the lives of others and not trying to make myself a martyr simply because I chose not to wear a mask. You know, not trying to oppress myself unnecessarily, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, because of this quarantine, you know, I've been at home and I've been taking care of my parents and we eating good. We eating real good. My fat ass needs to go for a jog, okay, or something, because there's no reason for me to be stepping on my titties when I wake up in the morning. That make no damn sense. That make no damn sense. Okay, as one of my favorite TikTokers would say, I forget her name, is Stephanie something. She's, it just don't make no sense. Anywho, I will say this. There are a lot of people out there who want to be oppressed so badly that they create the scenarios in their head to make their own dreams come true. The dream of oppression. It doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, what would my gay black ass know about oppression, right? Anywho, moving on. So your girl posted a new video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel, and it's called Pet Peeves. I have so many of them, but there are some more than others that I can't fucking stand. And there are some that I'm like, okay, I'll let that slide. You didn't know that was my pet peeve, but don't do that shit again. You know? And one of them, I'm not a fan of people who ask you to hold the door for them, especially when they're like 3 miles away. Like, you're just too far. Like, how long am I supposed to hold this door open for you? I mean, you're so damn far. I can't even make out if you have facial hair or not. It's too damn far. Okay, and that could be a woman too. Believe me, I just waxed yesterday. Whoa. Y'all should have seen the lawn on my face, full ass beard. Okay, now no more of those, smooth as a baby's bottom. Okay, anyways, go ahead and click that thumbs up button and subscribe to show your support, and be sure to click the notification bell to be notified when I post new videos. The link to that video will be below in the show notes. Okay, I did a few pet peeves that I'm sure many of you would agree with. A little comedy skit, if you will. And shout out to my mom, because she helped me do some of those. She was the voiceover for a couple of them, so it was a lot of fun. Oh my god, speaking of facial hair, I just remembered. So like I said, I just got my chin waxed. It was time as fuck. It was time, okay? And I really feel like the masks we wear feed our facial hair and pores. Legit. I believe that. We're just feeding them, just, you know, and you know, but it's still better than getting COVID. Let me just throw that out there, okay? So I hadn't been able to get a wax in like three or four weeks, excuse me, because my mom was in the hospital, as you guys know, and I took over, you know, as head of the household. You know, my dad mistakenly thought it was him, but I'm the one that kept the house clean and everybody fed. Okay, Beyonce's famously asked question, who run the world? Answer, girls. So I did. Anywho, my waxing lady hooked me up and ripped my beard right off. Sure did. ripped that shit right off. And she was doing God's work, y'all. God's work. The work of the gods. That's what she was doing. Sis brought out the weed trimmer, a riding lawnmower, and some sandpaper. She's a damn fixer. Move over, Olivia Pope. Holly just took your job. So, Holly, I don't know if you're listening to this, but thank you for de-bearding me. I could have corn-rolled all that damn chin hair, y'all. Okay? It's crazy. Men, if you're listening, women who date men, women who date women, if you're listening, or anyone who dates women, okay, if you're listening, I guess that could be anybody on here. I'm going to say this, okay? Your woman does a lot to maintain herself, okay? I don't, but I'm sure your lady does, okay? Tell her she's beautiful. Give her a kiss for no reason. You know, maybe pay for some of those upkeeps. You know what I'm saying? Throw her $20 to get waxed up and whatnot. Okay? Listen, lesbians or whatever you identify as, like I said, the same goes for you. Hook a sister up. All right? So last week, we discussed some embarrassing childhood memories. I'm just going to go ahead and get into the show. Last week, we discussed some embarrassing childhood memories. Okay? And oh, man, let me tell you, kids are assholes. That kids are assholes. End of podcast. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a good. No, I'm kidding. But kids are assholes. And I was two when I was a kid, and some would argue that I still am an asshole as an adult. But that's neither here nor there. We don't need to discuss this. But we had the kid who accidentally ordered porn on their dad's credit card. Then we got the kid that wore a grocery bag to greet her mother's boss. And more. Twas a fun episode. It was, yes. I want to do a part two, but I want you guys to be involved. So definitely send me your embarrassing childhood memories. Or maybe the embarrassing childhood memories of a sibling or a cousin or niece or nephew or just the next door neighbor kid. I don't know. Send in these stories. I want them. Okay. So email them, that was creepy, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Once again, itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. I went ahead and put the email down below in the show notes. Let me take a little sip of my coffee. Come here. Oh, there's Bailey's in it, so I'm a bad bitch right now. Okay, so this week, Karen's. Let's talk about them. I've experienced some Karen moments in my life before, and they were known. They were definitely some Karens. Okay, now Karen is usually a middle-aged white woman with a very interesting bob cut, usually asymmetrical, who loves to complain and ask for the manager. Okay, she's usually hella entitled, sometimes racist. Not all the time. Sometimes she just need to mind her fucking business. Okay? And completely ignorant about almost everything. Okay? So ahead of time, I apologize to anyone who's listening to this podcast episode and your name is actually Karen. I understand that you... Listen, you can have the name Karen. But if you don't have the characteristics of Karen, we're not talking about you, baby. Calm down. Because there's like a movement. People are saying... These bitches are saying that Karen is like saying the N-word. It's not. You see, because I can't stop being black. That's just who I am. You can stop being a Karen. You can stop being an asshole. It's not that hard. Just don't be a dick. Hello? Professionally silly life rules ahead of time, guys. We're doing an early rule here. Okay? So if you would like to support this podcast, and I'm hoping that you guys do, all you have to do is leave this podcast a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. Now, once again, I've said this a lot. I mention Apple Podcasts because their reviews hold the most weight. And for some reason, not every podcast platform has the option for you to leave a review. And speaking of which, we have two podcast reviews. We got two new podcast reviews for this show. So I'm excited about that. Okay, so stay tuned. Because at the end of the show, I'm going to share one of those with you. Yep. And I'm super excited about that. And I'm only going to share one. Okay. Because I got to spread that shit out. I don't get podcast reviews very often. Okay, so I be whoring myself out for him every fucking week, and y'all just be, nah, I'm not gonna go ahead and say nothing. Nah. But my last podcast episode, I had like, what, 50 to 70 listeners, something like that. Listen, if y'all could just do a sister a favor and just, you know, go ahead and leave a review, blah, blah, blah. Appreciate that. That'd be wonderful. I'm trying to, look, I understand that Black History Month is over. Okay, but you can still, look, you can still support a bitch. It's okay. And hey, it's okay. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the show, shall we? Damn, that was a long ass intro, but it was a lot of fun. All right. Okay, so let's get into this. I'm sure all of you have heard of the term Karen, okay? It has become an internet sensation, okay? If it walks like a Karen, talks like a Karen, she's probably a Karen. Let me explain something to you. Karens can be men, too, and they're not always white. Karen is an I'm better than you mentality. Soho Karen is an example, a perfect example of that, and she is our Karen number one for this episode. So for those of you that haven't heard of Soho Karen, she was the Puerto Rican 22-year-old woman in New York who decided to verbally and physically attack a young Black teenager and accuse him of stealing her phone at a hotel. I think the hotel was called Arlo or something like that. Which, by the way, her phone was returned to her by the Uber driver she was with earlier. And she left her phone in the back of her Uber and decided to accuse the first Black person she saw, a teenager. And as far as I'm concerned, a child, because he is a child. He was 14. Okay. Now, okay. This is the thing that really upsets me. We're going to get a little serious real quick. All right. People see Black teenagers as adults because we tend to mature faster physically. Okay. We seem taller. We seem thicker. We get our breasts at early ages. So they like to look at us as we're teenagers or even from, I would say from the ages of like 12 and up, they automatically assume that we're adults because we kind of look the role, but mentally we're not there because we're still kids at that time. All right, now I'll give it to you. This 14-year-old was tall as hell to me, but I'm only 5'7". I'm sure that kid was taller than I was. And I'm in my 30s now, so leave me alone. But yeah, I'm really fucking tired of that. The police do that shit all the time. Hell, didn't they just pepper spray a 9-year-old not that long ago in New York? Like, what the fuck? You know? But let me get off my soapbox, because I can talk about that for quite some time. Anyway, this little man, okay, he was 14. He is a child. I cannot say that enough. Anyway, I swear I'll get to the funny Karen stories after this one. I swear. Anyways, so there is footage all over the internet of this dumbass 22-year-old bitch, I'm going to call her a bitch because she is, acting ignorant and racist as fuck whilst this event is happening, okay? Now, whilst, that's a fun word. Say it with me on the count of three, whilst, okay? One, two, three, whilst. Did you pop that T with your, okay. Over myself. So, recording whilst this event was happening. Now, if I remember correctly, the boy's father was the one who recorded the incident. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain that it was him. I think it was the father that recorded a few minutes of the incident, and they got the rest of the footage from the security cameras at the hotel, which really proved what this bitch did. She attacked that boy. She sure did. Mm-hmm. Now, she was arrested after running from New York to California in hopes of avoiding charges, but that shit didn't work. Nope. Sure didn't. And it turns out Soho Karen has been in trouble with the law in the past and definitely seems to have a drinking problem. Shock. Shocker. Now, I'm going to throw it out there. There's a good chance that she might have some mental issues as well, okay? But seeing that video enraged me as a Black woman, I still would have beat that bitch's ass. I would have beat that ass if she would have touched my child. The fuck? And not even just my child. Anybody that I care for. I don't have any children. So if she would have touched my cat or kicked the dog or whatever, I would have beat that ass. But especially if she put her hands on a black child. Before I get these All Lives Matters tweets, if I saw this woman attacking any child, I would have beat that ass. Are you kidding me? Fuck that. But a black child, we always have to watch our backs. You know, from the age of born till the age of death, black folk got to watch their back. That's just what it is. Point being, I would have beat that ass. Okay, moving on. She was interviewed by Gayle King, and that was one of the most ridiculous interviews I've ever seen. It really was. In my opinion, it topped R. Kelly's interview. Okay? It did. Y'all saw the R. Kelly interview with Gayle King. That shit was ridiculous. But I'm remembering the R. Kelly interview. Stop it. Oh my God, he just swore he was a victim. Anyway, this bitch in the interview wore a hat in the interview that said daddy on it. Yeah. Now her lawyer said, listen, bitch, you might want to take that hat off for the interview. Okay. No, it's fine. I'm going to wear it. All right. Fuck it. So she wore it. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I have an audio clip of some of this ridiculous ass interview. But before I play that with you guys, I'll first play the audio clip of her accusing the 14-year-old and then some of the interview. Okay. Oh my God. And the crazy thing is, oh my God, she didn't seem to regret a thing and tried to make herself look like the victim. Just like a Karen. Just like a Karen. Okay. And remember, she's not white. She's Puerto Rican. And she says this several different times in different interviews. She said this in an interview where they kind of caught up with her in California. And then she said it again with Gayle King's interview. It is ridiculous. Now, these audio clips are provided by CBS This Morning and Entertainment Tonight. Let me go ahead and share these clips with you.
Show me. You don't have to explain nothing to her.
Take the case off. That's mine. Literally,
didn't
get it back.
Are you kidding me? You feel like there's only one iPhone made in the world?
No. Okay, then show me the.
Get a life
over there. No, what's on your background?
You better go use find my iPhone. Go do that.
Find my iPhone is off. Okay.
You can't. No.
Under the manager of the hotel.
I don't care.
He will.
This is
right
my
now.
Son.
Hey,
didn't you see me just come downstairs out of the fucking elevator?
I'm trying to help.
No, but you're not helping.
I am.
What you mean is disrespectful.
No, I'm trying to settle the situation.
No, my son has nothing to do with her.
No.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on in the
lobby. Then show me the proof. No, he's not leaving. Show me the proof.
Are you kidding me? You better get on.
I need to move away.
Let's go, okay?
I need to move away.
I'm sorry.
Better get on. We have your, what you see? Away. You see two black people?
No, I'm not letting him walk away with my phone.
Get on,
no, please get my phone back.
Okay, so this video has gone viral all over social media. I first came across it on, I want to say, Instagram or Twitter. I don't remember which one. I love them both. So much drama, and I was enraged when I saw this shit. Okay, because it's really frustrating it's fucking annoying. It's what it is. Okay. It feels like black folk can't go nowhere without being accused of something. That's what it feels like. You know, like we feel people watching us when we're in stores. Like I put my phone or my keys in my pocket and I look around and I'm trying to make sure that they see that it's my phone or my keys that I'm putting into my pocket and not assuming that I'm still in a bag of Skittles or some shit. Okay. So it's like, it's really hard. It's really hard. Now you can't tell because this is just an audio clip, but if you want to find the video, it's everywhere. Just type in Soho Karen video or Soho Karen attacks. You'll find that shit. Google that bitch like I did. But I think the best place to find it is probably on Instagram, maybe Twitter. I think YouTube, I couldn't find the full clip for some reason. I don't know why. It should be all over the place. But the only clips I could find were the news people talking about it, and they interrupted with their fucking commentary. And I just wanted to see the video. But anyway, Now, in the video, the manager of that particular hotel, he actually asked the kid to show him his phone. He asked the little black boy to show him his phone. Okay, that does not mean that you're trying to help de-escalate the situation. That manager had already sided with Soho Karen simply by doing that. He didn't ask Karen to leave. I think her real name is Mia Puntabubu or some shit. I don't know. Puntanelli. I don't know. Her name isn't important. You can look this shit up. But it just kind of defeats the purpose. He's like, I'm trying to help. No, you're not. You've already decided who you're going to side with. And you chose that woman who appeared to be white. So fuck you. Now, take a listen to this next audio clip, all right, of the interview that Soho Karen did with Gayle King.
Okay, so basically, I'm a 22-year-old girl. How is one girl accusing a guy about a phone a crime?
Okay, she couldn't even get her lie out. Racism, bitch, shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me play it again. Not again. Let me just move on. Her in this daddy hat, by the way, is really annoying as shit. Now, y'all know TikTok had a field day with this dumb bitch. Y'all know TikTok was on fire.
I admit, yes, I could have approached the situation differently or maybe not yelled at him like that and made him feel, you know, maybe some sort of inferior way, making him feel as if I was like hurting his feelings, because that's not my intention. I consider myself to be super sweet.
Okay. I apologize if he feels like I attacked him. Bitch, you did. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Don't feel that is who I am as a person. I don't feel like this one mistake does define me, but I do sincerely from the bottom of my heart apologize that if I made the son feel as if I assaulted him or if I hurt his feelings. End of the day, the dad did end up like slamming me to the ground and pulling my hair and throwing me and dragging me across the ground. So I will say that.
Okay, first of all, bitch, I apologize if he feels like I assaulted him. Bitch, you did. You did. It's all over the internet. You did. Okay? And I will say that, you know, the father did attack me and he pulled my hair and tossed me to the ground. Bitch, you attacked his son. Any parent, any good parent, would physically defend their child after seeing them be attacked and racially profiled, especially during a time like that. Because that's the kind of shit that can escalate. You know what I'm saying? That can escalate to something else. You know, so I'm not surprised. And you know what? I'm applauding the father, okay? Because he could have done a lot worse than pull your fucking hair, tramp. I'm sorry. Let me just, let's go on.
You seem to have attacked this teenager about the phone, and then it turned out he didn't even have your phone.
Okay, so let's...
That's the thing.
Do you want to get to that part?
You're saying, look, because I'm 22 years old. You're 22
phone.
Years old, but you are old enough to know better.
Oh, the hotel did have my...
So I will say, you're 22.
All right,
I get it.
Enough. The hotel did have my phone. The hotel did end up having...
I had to stop that right there, okay? Because when she's like, all right, Gayle, enough. She put her hand up in the most entitled Karen way. All right, Gayle, enough. Cut off Gayle King while she was speaking. And the video... Her lawyer was like, bitch, stop it. What are you doing? You stop. Because her lawyer knows if you cannot at least seem apologetic or at least seem like you have some sort of empathy, something. Okay. This case is not going to go well for you. But she stayed entitled throughout the entire goddamn interview. Oh, my God. While wearing a daddy hat. Let's continue.
My phone. I did get my belongings returned to me, so maybe it wasn't him, but at the same time, how is it so that as soon as I get asked to leave the premises after I had accused this person of stealing my phone, how is it that all of a sudden they just miraculously have my phone when I come back? But all I'm saying
I don't know if you
Because I want this to be over, and I'm sorry.
Whether they were bothered by
her. So I would love to make this short and sweet, Gail.
Mia, I want to go back to that day. Take us back to that day. We've all seen the video.
Okay, so I arrived back to the hotel after grabbing some Starbucks. I had noticed my phone had been missing, so I just approached the hotel manager, asked him if he could kindly just check the footage. In my opinion, I was like, okay, any person walking down could possibly be the person that might have had my phone. I wasn't racial profiling whatsoever. I'm a woman, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm like a woman of color. I'm Italian, Greek, Puerto Rican.
You keep saying you're Puerto Rican. Does that mean that you can't be racist because you're saying you're a woman of color? Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Well, I would disagree with that. People of color can be racist too. Do you believe that you should pay a price for this?
I don't feel that my accusation is a crime.
But it's more than the accusation. It's the way that you tackled him, it seems, on the videotape.
Okay. Y'all, I am hot. First of all, she kept describing herself as a girl. A 22-year-old girl. Bitch, you are a grown woman. You can vote, buy porn, you can enlist in the military, you can purchase cigarettes, and in California now, recreationally, you can buy weed. Okay, you just need your card, you know. But she's a grown-ass adult. This makes no sense. A stupid woman, but a grown one, okay? And it annoys the shit out of me when she said if she made him feel as if he were assaulted. Bitch, there is no if. If you feel he was assaulted, he was assaulted. Go watch the video, y'all. It is madness. So she was charged with attempted assault, grand larceny, attempted robbery, and endangering the welfare of a child. And when she said that she's Puerto Rican and a woman of color, y'all can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. So therefore, she could not be racist. That almost floored the shit out of me. It did. Anybody can be racist. It doesn't take much. It's a person with a small, ignorant mind who thinks that their race is better than someone else, than someone else's. Okay? Now, a small, ignorant mind is the perfect candidate to be a racist. Someone with a small, ignorant mind, I'll say it again, with a small ignorant mind is a perfect candidate to be a racist. Racism, it's kind of like a mentality. It can be taught, you know, it can be learned, okay? But somebody in your fucking family told you that you was better than everybody else, and because you're a woman of color, mind you, she's about two shades darker than a sheet of paper. I don't know. I don't know if this bitch just didn't get enough sun when she ran off in California. Okay. But she looked white to me, but that's okay. That's not the point. The point is that anyone can be racist. And don't even get me started about how some Hispanic communities refuse to acknowledge the Black history that they have. You know what I'm saying? They refuse it. Okay. That's a whole, don't get me. Oh, Amber, get off your soapbox. Okay. So let's get to the funnier stories I come across, okay? The rest of this episode should be a little more lighthearted, but these Karens out here are out of their fucking minds. There are so many Karen stories that I had to, it was just hard to pick which ones to share. But Karen number two was a good one. It was. Oh my God. Ah, Karens. Okay, so let's get to Karen number two. All right, and it reads, "It's been long enough that I think anyone involved has long since forgotten. Now, I should say that this didn't happen to me personally, but it occurred in real time while I was indirectly present. I was working for a phone company in a call center. We were in training for a new scope of service, and part of that training involved listening to some of those calls that may be recorded for training purposes. Normally, the recordings are selected semi-randomly, but this one was specifically selected because it had happened to a supervisor in our center 10 minutes prior. Karen called us in a fury. It seems that she had discovered that her son had replaced her number on his five favorite numbers list with the contact information of an unknown female. She wanted us to change it back. We legally could not do that. It's not her phone, after all. And he made the change intentionally. Now, when the agent on the call tells her this, Karen flips her shit in a way only a true Karen can. I love that. In only a way a true Karen can. It's the full package. Screaming, shouting, accusing us of being crooked and unfair. The customer is always right, etc., etc. Now, at this point, I should mention that Karen was calling from the store in her local mall, okay? After about 5 minutes of Karen rage, I love that, Karen rage. After about 5 minutes of Karen rage, we hear the following exchange. Serious, authoritative voice. Ma'am, if you can't calm down, you're going to have to leave the store. Mostly incoherent K-raging. Sounds like, I will not calm down. They're cheating me. And so forth. Okay, ma'am. You're under arrest.
I'm what?
You're under arrest, ma'am. For something muffled and, I couldn't really understand it. Now, this final declaration is followed by the sound of a mobile phone clattering to the floor or countertop. From then the salesperson retrieves it. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't think you have to worry about this anymore. She just got arrested. Where to begin? Okay, let's start with what phone company still has a top five list? I didn't know that was still a thing. It kind of reminds me of MySpace so much I can't stand it. Okay. Anywho, the fact that this woman took her shit on the phone company instead of her son is weird as fuck to me. Her son is the one who changed who his top five list was. And he did that shit intentionally. Okay. And her son is probably tired of her Karen activities as well. Now, okay. Can you imagine being related to one of those entitled ass bitches? That must be exhausting. Exhausting. And the scary thing is, I take it back. I'm super, super glad that her son apparently does not want much to do with her. Okay? And I am hoping that this young man does not become a male Karen. Now, if he's got sisters and they're learning from their mother, oh, sweet Jesus. You know, they're breeding Karens. That's a thing. They're breeding them. Oh, my God. It's terrifying. another thing, I fucking love it when the police arrest a Karen. For every Karen they arrest, an angel gets his wings. Also, can we address the term K-raging? It's my new favorite thing to say. She was K-raging. The employee at the mall was like, don't worry about it. They just arrested that bitch. Sorry about it. Sorry. Don't worry about it. That was beautiful. That was beautiful as hell. Good Lord. Okay, y'all. Karen number three is coming in hot. All right. This one is a short one, but it definitely has the entitled Karen complex to it. It reads, when I worked at a bakery, Karen bought a chocolate cupcake and ate half of it. Karen then asked if she could return her half-eaten chocolate cupcake, not because she didn't like it, but because she wanted to exchange it for half a vanilla cupcake, something less decadent. Like most bakeries, we did not sell cupcakes by the half. She became offended when I asked her if she wanted to purchase a vanilla cupcake. See,
no, I don't want to purchase it. I want half. I just want half.
That makes no fucking sense. This is plain ridiculous. So she eats half a cupcake and decides, I want something else. Can I trade this half-eaten cupcake that I wrapped my crusty, tiny-ass lips around and sunk my saliva-covered teeth into for a fresh vanilla cupcake instead? No? I don't understand. Why am I being told no?
I want to speak to the manager.
The fact that she even asked to trade in her half-eaten cupcake, in my opinion, showed her self-made entitlement. The fact that she even asked. Okay, that would have gone very differently had I been working there. I definitely would have laughed in her face. And when she got mad, that would have made me laugh even harder. Fuck a Karen. I don't never let no Karen get to me. I don't. I laugh in their fucking faces. And they be looking stupid as shit. But, oh my God. But let me be real. If you come across a Karen, bring out that cell phone, okay? And take video, because that bitch will say that you assaulted her, you hit her. She was do and say anything to ruin your day, to get you arrested, to get you fired, or just plain simply to ruin your day. Just plain that. So have your phones ready. And if you got a jitterbug or a shitty ass phone that doesn't have a video recorder, good luck, bitch. Maybe it's time for you to upgrade your shit. Because when you come across a Karen, you're going to wish you had a phone with video, okay? And also, if you're one of those people that have a phone with no gigabytes in it, and you got a phone with like 3 gigabytes in that bitch, you better do something, because when you come across a Karen, you gonna need some evidence. Look, professionally silly life rules, y'all, throughout this whole episode, I suppose, huh? Okay, so Karen number 4 is something else, y'all. All right, this is ludicrous. There's your SAT word for the day. look it up. I actually wish that I could see the looks on your faces when you heard this particular story. I really do. Matter of fact, if there's a way that you can just record your face listening to this particular this particular story and post it on the Facebook podcast group, the Professionally Silly podcast group, I would love it. I really want to see the look of your faces listening to this shit. Holy fuck. Okay, so it reads, I used to work retail, so I have come across my fair share of Karens. They were a huge reason why I went back to school and no longer work as a cashier. Hey, get it, boo, okay? Anyways, one day while I was manning the registers with a few other co-workers of mine, I had a massive nosebleed right as I was finishing a transaction. I grabbed the tissue and quickly excused myself to run to the restroom so I could try to get it to stop the bleeding. This meant that I couldn't say goodbye to Karen and give a little spiel about how I was so grateful for her shopping with us, etc. Anyways, after about 10 minutes, I was finally able to get my nose back under control and headed back to the registers. I saw her waiting to the side with a scowl on her face, arms crossed over her chest the whole 9 yards. She proceeded to scold me about how rude I was for not saying goodbye. After I apologized and explained that I had an unexpected nosebleed, and guys, listeners, wait till you hear what Karen's response was. After I explained and apologized that I had an unexpected nosebleed, she told me I should have tried holding it in and that the customer comes first. My brain was literally like, what the fuck after that? First of all, I can't. What the entire fuck? The audacity. This is epic Karen behavior at its worst. The fact that this woman waited 10 minutes just so she could say, well, you should have said goodbye to me. It's rude that you didn't. And let me just say, okay, the description that she gave Karen as she was waiting by the register with a... With that scowl, that look on her face, and arms crossed over her chest, that is indeed the Karen stance, okay? So if you ever see the Karen stance, you gotta be real careful, because you don't know what's gonna come out their mouth first. Is it gonna be rude? Is it gonna be racist? Is it gonna be ignorant? What is it? It's gonna be something, okay? Well, you should have tried to hold it in and tell me to have a wonderful day, because customers are always right. I would have responded with, sure, next time I'll just bleed all over your groceries and you. That is fucking insane. Wow. Okay. Wow. Oh, my God. All right, are you guys ready for Karen number 5? I got 6 Karen stories, just so you know. these bitches are a lot to deal with. It reads, I used to own a photography store. We sold cameras and did pictures for passports, etc. We opened up at 1 p.m. on Mondays, but I happened to be at the store on Monday morning because I needed to get something and was planning on just grabbing what I needed and go home when Karen tried to get in through the locked door. Now, the door had a sign on it that said we're closed and a sign with our opening hours. I didn't turn on any of the lights, so it was also very dark inside. Karen started banging on the door, and I was just about to leave, so I went outside to tell her that we were closed. Karen didn't take it well and immediately demanded to speak to the manager. I said that I'm the owner. She then proceeded to shout and curse, so much so that the manager of the supermarket across the street came out to help me. She then tried to make the supermarket manager force me to open my store almost 4 hours earlier. Didn't work. Never seen the woman again.
Okay. I want to speak to the manager.
Well, I'm the owner of this store.
Are you a manager?
Yes.
Do you work here?
No.
Well, make him open this store.
See, Karens think that if they're loud enough, that they will get what they want. They will do their best to embarrass you to get their way. Do not fold, guys. Stand your ground and look at them like they're crazy, because they are. Okay, I have no idea what the parents of these Karens did to make them this way. This selfish behavior must have been taught. Are their moms Karens? Did their fathers spoil the shit out of them and told them the world was their oyster and they're a princess and blah, blah, blah? Stop telling your fucking kids that. Please stop telling your daughters that. You know, please don't put in their mind at an early age that they're better than everybody else. Y'all know what I'm talking. You're a princess. You can have whatever you want. You can do anything, whatever you want. Stop doing that shit, okay? Because you're building a Karen. You may not be aware of it, but you're building a selfish, entitled bitch. Please stop building them. Please. I need Karens to go out of stock, and I need your help. Who is raising these Karens? They need to be stopped. The world is infested with these vile creatures, okay? Like, she really thought that the manager of the supermarket across the street could make the owner of a completely different business open his store 4 hours early. Wow, that is crazy as fuck to me. And let me just go ahead and make this clear before I get angry emails and tweets from parents. You know, love your children, educate your children, but do not build them to think that they are better than anybody else, because they're not. I know you love your kids. That's great. You should, but don't fill them with entitlement, because when they become adults, they're going to take that shit a little too far and somebody's going to smack the shit out of them one of these days. Okay. Okay. I'm telling you, there are a lot of people out there who, if they come across a Karen, they are willing to do jail time for beating the shit out of that bitch. I'm telling you. So protect your child's future. Please do not fill them with entitlement. Don't do it. Okay? And I'm not speaking just to the white parents. Okay? I'm not. Like I said before, there are many versions of Karen. Okay? And there are Karen, there are male Karens too. I guess they're kins. Or Scott's, Brad, Hunter, Zach, I don't know. Just pick a white name and go with it. But just please, please don't raise your children to be entitled assholes. Please. And if you're married to a Karen, stand up to her. Please. Please don't just sit there embarrassed and quiet. Tell that bitch to shut up. Look, you do the shit at home, but don't bring the shit around me embarrassing me. The fuck? Please. Oh my God. Oh, and the crazy thing is that a lot of these Karens do have their own families. I don't know how they tricked these men or these women into marrying them. Okay? But you knew that she was a bitch before you put a ring on it. You knew. You had an inkling. Their inner Karen was seeping out, and you just thought, well, if I marry her, I can change her. No, you cannot. And please, stop procreating with Karens. Please stop procreating with them. They don't need sex. They need Jesus. Okay? Please. My God. I don't even understand how you can put your dick inside of them. It's like a Venus flytrap. It's dangerous. Don't do it. Now, I admit they're probably monsters in bed, but it's not worth it. Get a fleshlight. Move on with your life. Okay. That was my PSA for the day. Okay, professionally silly listeners. This is our last Karen story of the episode. Karen number 6 is in the mix, okay? Oh, that rhymed. Holy shit, didn't even realize that. I love this one because Karen totes gets what's coming. You know, she totes gets what's coming for her, coming to her. And a part of me likes to think that they all do eventually. I like to think that every Karen will get slapped in the face with karma at some point in her life. Now, whether or not she learns from her karma, you know, the thing that happens, I don't know. That's really up to her. It's up to the person. But usually they don't, because that entitlement is sown deep within their soul. And there is nothing we can do about it. Okay, so this one reads, in medical school, we had a Karen. She was not a very nice person. She was notorious for losing her temper on just about everyone and being an overall bully. One day, she picked me as a target. Apparently, I was sitting in her seat, air quotes again, y'all couldn't see me, and I asked her to point out to me where it was posted or embroidered on the seat that this was Karen's seat. I refused to budge. The professor entered the lecture theater, and Karen protested to the professor, and the professor the professor proceeded to give her a verbal beatdown on entitlement and how these types of people make horrible doctors. Karen felt wronged and left. The whole class applauded as she was leaving, and she mostly kept to herself afterward. I felt it was long overdue justice being served. Bitch! I fucking love it when an entire room of people applaud the asshole who decided to finally just leave, or applaud the dick that was kicked out. That is orgasmic. I love that shit. Because that means the entire room bonded at that moment. It's beautiful. The entire room agreed that this bitch sucks and we're happy that she's leaving. And I love that. When Karen gets what's coming to her publicly, oh, that's just the best. Oh, it really is almost as good as an orgasm, but it lasts longer. First of all, not many people are willing to take on a Karen, because you never know how far they will go to get what they think they rightfully deserve. Now, according to the show Grey's Anatomy, and before that, ER, I love that show. Okay, both of them. Drama definitely happens. Okay, but no one likes an asshole doctor. And if you're just a medical student and you don't have, you just don't have the time to be an asshole. You don't. Even if you do graduate, everyone will remember your ash-holish behavior. Okay. Also, if you're a jerk, no one will sleep with you in the on-call room. Nobody. And all the nurses will talk shit about you. I love a good medical drama. Ugh, I'm so behind on Grey's Anatomy. Like, no one spoil anything to me in the podcast group. Okay? I'm about 1,700 seasons behind. Okay? 80 million episodes behind. All right? Now, I may be gay, but Jackson Avery is just plain pretty. Okay? Is there a new lesbian on there yet? I don't even know, because Callie and Arizona are gone now. So, I mean, that you can let me know in the Facebook group. Where do they have a new lesbian on Grey's Anatomy? I need to catch up. I think the last season I saw, which was a season that Arizona left? I think it was the season before that was the last one that I saw. Because there's so many shows and there's so many streaming platforms. I cannot keep up with them all. I got to catch up on 911 and the 911 Lone Ranger or Lone whatever the fuck. I love it. I like the original 911, the one in Los Angeles. That's my favorite one because I love me some Angela Bassett. Yes, I do's. Yes, I do's. Now, if I understand, she's in her 50s or 60s, and I don't give a shit. She can still get it. She can still get it. And I got to catch up on The Good Doctor, The Resident, Chicago PD. Girl, after I finish this podcast, I got TV to watch. That's what it is. Okay. Oh, well, that was a K-raging episode. if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Karens suck ass. And they are built. Somebody made that bitch, okay? Okay, now people who are named Karen, I ain't talking about you, okay? So calm the fuck down, all right? But the type who participates in Karen-like activities, fuck you. Okay, and everybody who lets you act that fucking way, fuck them too, okay? Don't let a Karen fuck your day up or your mood up, okay? Stand up for yourself and then send me your Karen stories to itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Professionally silly life rules, people. Professionally silly life rules. And I mean what I said earlier, okay? Do not, because a Karen will do everything in their power. Everything they possibly can to embarrass you, to frustrate you, to hurt your feelings, to get what they feel they deserve. Okay? And listen, when I come across a Karen, I give her exactly what she deserves. The hand. That's right. I'm bringing that back to the 90s. Talk to the hand, bitch. Okay? Because the face not listening. If you have any other types of interesting stories, including your own Karen stories, be sure, and you want to share them, be sure to go ahead and email those to me, all right? I want to hear them. Well, I want to read them and then share them with the podcast. I cover a lot of dope topics, so definitely feel free to send them in, all right? You can also leave me a message on my Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voice message or a text message and I will put, I'll put you in the podcast unless you say otherwise. Okay. Also, don't forget to, you can text, like I said, you can text. And the number again is 805-664-1828. I love it when you guys call or text or email me about the show. It really does make my day. I love that shit. I want to go ahead and also shout out to boardpanda.com and Comic Sans. .com for providing us with those unforgettable Karen moments. And thank you so much for your support and coming back every week. I appreciate that. And if this is your first time listening, listen, I hope you had some audible fun and I hope that you return to join me every Friday as we get professionally silly up in this bitch. Okay? And now if you're new, you can binge me. I'm finally bingeable. That sounds really gross. Okay, don't forget to support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that, all right? They are the podcast gods, and if they like you in Apple Podcasts, then you definitely have a chance to reach more people, which would be what? Fucking titties. Say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three. Fucking titties. okay? Speaking of which, I have a podcast review that I want to share with you guys. Like I said before, I actually have two of them, but I'll be saving the other one for another episode because I do not get them very often, so I kind of want to spread it out and make myself seem like I'm more important than I am. But this first review is coming from Mrs. Epps, okay, and the title is entitled Smile Squad. Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the Smile Squad. And it reads, one of my favorite to listen to while I'm cleaning or just need to relax. 5 stars from me. Now, she spelled stars with a Z and gave me 3 of them bitches, so I know she's feeling me. She incorrectly spelled a word and then added more Z's at the end of it. That's when you know they feeling you. Thank you, Auntie Epps. Mrs. Epps, thank you. When I saw that, I had not one but 2 interviews. I mean, reviews. I almost cried. I did. I held it back, though, because I'm a thug, okay? Sometimes I check the mail when it's cold outside without shoes on, okay? I also don't always use fabric softener when I do my laundry, usually because I'm out of it, but it that shows my level of thug. I'm a thug. I don't cry. You kidding me? Oh my God. Once again, guys, don't forget to leave a 5-star and written review to help your girl make it into the podcast algorithm of success. You know, I'm Shan. I know it's just me on here, but I think we have fun together. I don't always need a co-host. You know what I'm saying? I think we have a good time. You and me. You and me, baby. What's up? You know? And if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. And this will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly podcast even better and help move the silly forward. You can now make monthly donations as low as 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And as I always say, if you've got yourself some commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. And let's help me keep the silly flowing, y'all. Help me out. Let's work out together. Now check out the show notes down below for some bonus information. Yeah, like my social media stuff. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel, which is a lot of fun. We do we do challenges, vlogs, all kinds of fun stuff on there. I once made a Taki-infused tequila shot. Taki-infused tequila. It was amazing. It was. My second channel is Paranormal Blacktivity. You can imagine what we do there. Yeah, I put my black card on the line and investigated haunted locations or even haunted objects. So ain't a lot of black paranormal investigators out there. So if you want to support a sister by going to my channel, subscribing and clicking the like button, I ain't going to stop you. Okay. All my personal and podcast social media information is in the show notes. So check that out. And also don't forget that this podcast is on Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. All right, so there's always going to be photos and our videos pertaining to the episode that you're listening to. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. You don't want to miss that, you know. We got a Facebook group page, which is also called Professionally Silly. It's a Professionally Silly podcast group. All right, you don't want to miss that. All right. Share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes, post silly true crime and paranormal memes. Let's get silly. Let's have some fun. Life is too serious. Why so serious? It is. It is. Sometimes we got to have some fun and poke fun at stuff that's weird. Okay. And we definitely do that on the podcast Facebook page. Also, guys, I've got a P.O. box. So you can snail mail me if you like. You know, anything that you want to send, make sure you let me know in the letter that it's for the Professionally Silly podcast, because I might fuck up and open it up on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. So you got to let me know which one you want me to open, whatever you send me. My P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 3-0-2-5-0. Lovejoy. It's the word love and joy as one word. I feel like y'all can spell that. I believe in you. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness, what? Seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and a lot of them have the name Karen. Well, not literally, okay? I'm talking about those bitches that go ahead and enjoy Karen-like activity. The K-Ragers. Anyways, don't step on shit. Bye!
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.